The bill would impose a 95% tax on bonuses paid by corporations that get troubled asset relief program federal bailout money. Obi says it's his way to get a point across about million-dollar bonuses to American Insurance Group execs.
AIG has received more money in loans from the federal government led by the Federal Reserve than we spent in Iraq last year. And when you're talking about using that much in taxpayers' money, it seems to me that you've got to send a clear message that you're not going to allow people to get million-dollar bonuses. I don't see why we should be giving people million-dollar rewards for screwing up the world.
Obi says his bill sends messages to corporate America and to taxpayers.
First of all, you hope to get the money back. Secondly, you want to send a message that Uncle Sam isn't going to be Uncle Sucker. And thirdly, you would like to have the public think that somehow these wizards on Wall Street who dump the country into this mess are not going to be rewarded for their chicanery and their incompetence.
The 95% bonus tax would apply to all companies receiving Wall Street bailout money. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.